We just started the first Mishnah. Speaks about a situation where the husband wants to divorce his wife, and the husband lives in Chutz Laaretz, and he has the sefer right to get there. And then he sends a shliach to Eretz Yisrael to deliver the wife to his wife in Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnahs are written in Eretz Yisrael, so Medina Sayyam refers to Chutz Laaretz. If it would have been written in America, maybe Medina Sayyam would refer to Eretz Yisrael. We just started the first Mishnah. Speaks about a situation where the husband wants to divorce his wife, and the husband lives in Chutz Laaretz, and he has the sefer right to get there. And then he sends a shliach to Eretz Yisrael to deliver the wife to his wife in Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnahs are written in Eretz Yisrael, so Medina Sayyam refers to Chutz Laaretz. If it would have been written in America, maybe Medina Sayyam would refer to Eretz Yisrael. But under the circumstances, that means if the get is divorce his wife, because we lost sefer krisis, avinasam biyada v'shulcha mibeisa. So v'shulcha mibeisa means he sends his wife away. After because we lost avinasam biyada, he gives her the get, v'shulcha mibeisa, he sends her away from his home. But the Gemara understood an additional level of interpretation, and the pasuk is v'shulcha, that he can be megarish afila ide shliach. Because otherwise, let it just say v'nasam because we lost sefer krisis v'nasam biyada. It's understood. He gives her a get. So goodbye. So the shilcha has the added connotation, and maybe perhaps because that verb was used, it has the connotation of shlichus. So the pasuk says the shilcha. So the Gemara says, if it would have been written the shilach, I would have only been able to derive shahabalois is shliach, that the husband can appoint the shliach lohilachas haget, that when the shliach habal delivers the get to the isha and it's igil yoda, then she becomes megureshes. But now that it's written the shilcha, so I learn out both. V'shilach v'shilcha, that either he or she can make a shliach. The Baal can make a shliach. The halachas aget, when the get is delivered to the isha, she becomes mugureshes. Or the isha can make a shliach l'kabbalah, so that when the Baal gives the get to the shliach, she becomes immediately mugureshes. And the Gemara even learns that v'shilach v'shilcha together, that the Baal can make a shliach l'halacha, who will give the get to the shliach isha l'kabbalah. Like in America, they have the joke about the students put their tape recorders on the table. They don't attend, so the professor sends in his tape recorder. So the tape recorder is delivering the lecture to the tape recorder. So you have al pi halacha, you have such a thing, that the Baal doesn't give the get directly to the Isha, and the Isha doesn't receive the get directly. Neither is there. The Baal appoints a shliach l'halacha saget, and the Isha appoints a shliach l'kabbalah saget. The Gemara just says that sometimes it's not allowed. The Gemara says halacha l'maisa at the end of the second parak. Sometimes, if the Baal appoints a shliach l'halachas haget, and then the isha afterwards appoints a shliach l'kabbalas haget, so sometimes we wouldn't allow that. The Gemara has for various reasons. Unless the Baal knows in advance what's going to happen. Sometimes it's no good because of kapeda the Baal. The Baal gives a get to the shliach and he says, "I want you to deliver this get to my wife to her hand. I don't want you to deliver it to the shliach of my wife. I want bedavka to be mavaza my wife, that she should be to humiliate her, to cause her aggravation, to give her a heart attack. I want you to give the get directly. And if you give it to the shliach of my wife, then I don't want." So if that's the mishigas that the husband has, then if the shliach habal will give the get to the shliach, he should take this, because it's a shliach sheshina b'shlichusa. It's like a tanai. It's a shliach sheshina b'shlichusa. If the shliach doesn't do exactly what the Baal told him to do, teignish. If the shliach, let's say, if the Baal tells the shliach, "Here's a get and give it to my wife," I think she happens to be in Flatbush, and turns out that she's really in Burr Park. So what's the difference, Flatbush, Burr Park? Then the Gemara says, "Mara mokum hula." He's just telling the shliach where she lives. Where if you find her somewhere else is also good. But if there's a kpeda, if it's not just mara mokum hula, the Mishnahis have like this. If it's a kpeda, he wants the shliach to deliver the get in Burr Park because nobody knows him there. Or because everybody does know him. Either he doesn't want to be embarrassed, or he wants Bedavka to embarrass his wife, whatever. And then the shliach gives him in a different area where his intention is not fulfilled. Either he is embarrassed there, or the wife is not embarrassed, whatever. So if it's a real kpeda, then it's a shliach sheshina b'shlichusoi. So the get is no good. But if the Baal is just mara mokumullah, he just tells the shliach, I think my wife lives in such and such a place, and it turns out that she really lives somewhere else. She moved, so that's not called the shliach shishini b'shlichus. So you have, the Gemara has that sometimes we would not allow the shliach habal to give the get to the shliach isha under certain circumstances, when you have to be concerned about the possibility of pay to the baal. Then maybe the baal only gave the get to the shliach that he should deliver it liyad ishtar, not to deliver it liyad shliach ishtar. Unless the baal said the favors, that's what we do. Today, the practice is when the baal appoints a shliach to deliver the get to his wife, so the nusach that we use is the baal says, I appoint you a shliach, and you have a right to appoint another shliach, even if you're not sick. The Mishnah said that usually, if the baal appoints a shliach to deliver the get, and the shliach is chola, he doesn't feel well, so then the shliach rishon will appoint a shliach sheni, who will in turn deliver the get to the ishan. What if the shliach rishon is loy chola? Then he has no right to appoint the shliach sheni. The baal, it's like shliach shashini b'shlichusay. The baal wanted that the shliach rishon should give the get. He didn't want the shliach rishon should appoint the shliach sheni. So today, bizman is that the practice is, we don't want to get involved in any chashoshes of kpedes, whether he meant a kpeda, he didn't mean a kpeda. So when the baal appoints a shliach, so he says, I appoint you as a shliach, and I authorize you to appoint a second shliach, and the second shliach can appoint a third shliach, afilu ad mea shluchim or more. Even up until 100 shluchim, whether chola or loy chola does make any difference. And if the baal says explicitly, and I don't care whether the shliach, whether you or your shliach or the shliach shosa shliach will deliver the get to my wife directly, or to the shliach isha, so then that kpeda is also off. So I think Gemara discusses sometimes there's a halachic consideration also of that the shliach habal should not be able to give the get to the shliach isha. So if you look in the Gemara there, at the end of the second paragraph, there's a way to resolve that issue also. It depends who appointed the shliach first. Did the baal appoint the shliach first, or the isha appoints her shliach first? If the isha appoints her shliach lekabala first, then the baal can appoint the shliach lalocha afterwards, and you can give the shliach habal can give to the shliach isha.
Fine. You wouldn't say Mr. Boy is in the shliach.
By a get,
I
don't know, by Kiddushin the Gemara has mitzvah about Yez Mishloach, by get, the Gemara doesn't say. Get, once in a while it is a mitzvah to give a get. If it's if the wife is not living up to the Taras HaMishpacha, whatever, so then it's a mitzvah to give a get. But we mentioned, I think, that the Rishonim ask, how come you don't say a brach? In those rare instances that it's a mitzvah for the Baal to be Megarish's wife, why didn't the Chachamim So the Avudraham in the opening, in the beginning of the Sefer Avudraham, we must have spoken about it last time, no?
Yeah.
The Avudraham quotes a Shuba from Rabbi Yosef in Palat that he wrote to the Ravid, where he writes that since in Rove of the cases that a man divorces his wife is doing an Aveira, is not doing a mitzvah, so even though there is a miut of the cases where he's doing a mitzvah, they didn't want to be Misakin Abracha because it's hard to tell whether he's really doing mitzvah, he's doing an Aveira. So they left it out, no bracha at all. Never say any bracha. It may turn out to be a bracha about Tola. It may turn out that you think you're doing a mitzvah and it's really an aver. So there is such an institution as a shliach lohelocha saget. There's even an institution of a shliach lekabola saget. I say there's even an institution. The Gemara knows that from the Pesukim. Vishilach, Vishilcha, Vishilach teaches. If it would have been written Vishilach, it doesn't say. It says Vishilcha mebeso. So Taisa says, if it would have been written Vishilach, we would have only learned that the Baal has the authority to appoint a shliach lohilach saget. Now that it's written Vishilach omibeso, so we darshan, it's not the pshutushal mikro, we darshan that not only can the Baal appoint a shliach lohilach saget, even the Isha can appoint a shliach lekabal saget. Why do I say even the Isha? Because the Talmud Yerushalmi has an interesting din. Let's say, I have a house and I want to sell my house. I have a chreis, an automobile, I want to sell my automobile. So I appoint an agent, I appoint a shliach, that he should be in charge to decide to whom he wants to sell it. He can pick, if he'll have a few offers, he has the right to pick whomever he wants to sell my automobile to, or to sell my real estate to. So I can appoint a shliach. What about, I'm interested in giving out money. I have $1 million and I want to give out money. So I'm going to appoint a shliach that he should be the balabas to decide to whom to give the money. To whom to give the money. Usually the tzais points out you don't need a shliach. I don't have to appoint a shliach if I'm giving a matana. By a get, we explained last week, by a get there's a din of kligitach malgabikarka is no good. If I put the get on the table and I tell the wife she should pick it up, so the Gemara learns that from a pasuk, God my rove and dafayin chesem and al. The rove says that it's not a good gerushin because it says, v'nasam biyoda, the Baal has to do a mais in the sina. So by get, since you need a Maisa Nisina, so that's why the halacha requires that the Baal has to appoint the Shliach. The Shliach does the Maisa Nisina on behalf of the Baal. So Nisina HaShliach relates back to the Baal, so it's considered as if the Baal did the Nisina. But by Matana, let's say I have $1 million, I want to give you $1 million. You're not here? So I give him $1 million, he should give it to us. I have to appoint him as a Shliach. If I send it in the mail, if I give it to a Goy is not a Bashliach, I'll give it to a Cherusha, to the Kotan, give it to a Behemoth. I'll put it on an elephant, and an elephant will be trained, and I'll walk over, and you'll get the money. You get the money by hook or by crook. So what do you need a Shliach? So even if I give to a Yid, I don't have to appoint the Yid as a Shliach, that he should be makdin the money to you. The Iker is, the money reaches your Rishus, and I'm interested in giving it to you, and then you pick it up, and you make the Maisi Kinyan. What's the problem? But if I give you the money, and I give you the right to decide to whom to give it, then I'm making you a Shliach, because you're the one who's going to exercise the Das Makna. It's not that I said, the money goes to you, and as long as it'll reach you, however it'll reach you, and then when you'll get it, you'll make the kinyan and you'll be kainah. No, I'm giving him, I'm authorizing him to decide, to determine who's going to be kainah. So he's exercising das makna, so then I have to appoint him as a shliach. So let's say I have $1 million extra, $1 million that I want to telois, I want to give it to different people. So I appoint you as a shliach to telois the money as you see fit. Can you, and you're one of the people who's interested, you, your organization, whatever, you're interested in getting part of the money. So can you appoint a shliach lekabola? Can you appoint a shliach lekabola that when my shliach, let's say, will give the $1 million to your shliach, you'll be kind. So the Yerushalmi says, there is no such thing as a person appointing a shliach unless the shliach is the shluch shel bal hamamon. I own the money. So it's my money. So shluch shlodim kemais, I can empower you, I can give you the kerach habaylus. I have a kerach habaylus. I can decide a das makna, what I want to give you the money, give it to someone else. So I empower you with the habaylus that I have, with the power vested in me, that it's my money. I have the right to exercise das makna. So I grant you that kerach habaylus. But see, if I'm selling real estate and someone's going to have to buy the real estate, I'm selling an automobile, someone's going to buy. So I'm the owner of the real estate and you have the money in your bank. So you're a bailam on the money, I'm a bailam on the real estate. So just like I'm a balabas to appoint the shliach, you're a balabas to appoint the shliach to buy also. But if I'm not interested in selling, I'm interested in telling ois matonis, I'm giving out money. So I'm a bailam on the money, I can exercise das makna to decide whom to give it to. And I have no time, I'm busy, so I give you the money and I appoint you as the shliach. You should decide, you should exercise das makna. But they, the Mekabli Matona, are not the Balabatim on anything now. It's not that they're going to give me money in exchange for the real estate. They're just going to receive the gift and say thank you very much. So Yishalmi says there is no such thing as a Mekabli Matona appointing a Shliach. That's another thing. Zochin Shleifonav is another thing. Zochin can work me din Zochin. Okay.
I can see it.
Zochin ke work me din zochin, that's also a question. When you say zochin the adam shalai befonav, how does that work? How does that work? So some Rishonim say that that's a machlekes Rashi, and Rashi and Tosafot say that zechi is mitam shliach, is also considered as if it's a shliach. So there's a Ran and then a Muki Yosef in Bov Metzia and Dafayin Aleph, where they say, what do you mean zechi is mitam shliches? If I give you the $1 million, I really want to give it to him. He's not here, so I give it to you. You're kind of for him. Why? So we'll say zechi mitam shliches. Since if he would have known that there's I'm giving out $1 million bills, he certainly would have wanted to appoint you as the shliach lekabola to accept $1 million. So the halacha declares that you become a shliach lekabola. But the Rishonim says that even if you would know, you couldn't appoint him as a shliach l'kabbalah. So that's what the Rishonim asks. How can you have a whole institution of zechiyah if you're zechiyah mitam shlichus? So the Rishonim says, yes, zechiyah mitam shlichus, not that he is your shliach, he's my shliach. I'm the Baal HaMamon. I appoint him as a shliach. Chapta nafkemina, what if I'm a goy and you're a yid? And I want to give you $1 million and you're not here. You're a yid and he's a yid. If he says chiyam itam shliches, he's your shliach. If you would have known that I'm prepared to give that $1 million bill, you would have appointed him as a shliach. So now that you don't know about it, but it's an umdur in the mucha, you certainly would want the money. So the halacha declares as if he's your shliach. So if that's the point, he's your shliach. So if you're a yid and he's a yid, so they're shliach. So a yid can serve as a shliach for another yid. But according to the Rishalmi, that's what the Nemuki Yosef writes there, and the Nemuki Yosef in the Ran. Nemuki Yosef in Bava Metzia, the Afayin Beis, quotes this from the Ran. Rabbeinu Nissim. So the Ran says, based on the Rishalmi, that you can never have a Shliach unless you're the Balamomen. You have to be a Bailam to appoint a Shliach. So you're not a Bailam on anything now. It's not that I'm selling merchant, not that I'm selling karak on metal to live and you're going to pay for it. So I'm a Bailam on the merchandise and you're the Bailam on the money.
So according to the Rishalmi, can a woman appoint a guest to receive the guest?
That's the Rishalmi Estakasha. The Rishalmi Estakasha.
That's her, probably not.
No, that's a Mishnah, that's a Pasuk. No, that's Beferi, that's a Pasuk. That you can. The answer is that's a separate thing. That's what we're leading up to in a minute. So based on this, Yerushalmi, that you can, the only time a person can serve as a Shliach is if he's a Shlucha Shal Bala Mamen, he's a Shliach on behalf of the one who's a Bailim, who transfers the Karach HaBailis to the Shliach. So if that's the word, then by the Mekabel Matona, you cannot say that you're a Shliach for him. You have to say that I appoint you, I'm the Bala Mamen, and I have a right to appoint you as a Shliach. Usually, how can I appoint you as a Shliach for him? So that's the Chiddush HaTorah. If it's a schus for him to get the $1 million matana, so even I can appoint you as a shliach for him, but you're really acting as my shliach. So if I'm a goy, and you're a yid and he's a yid, so you would have thought, you're a yid and he's a yid, you're a shliach for him. So that's what the Ran says, no. You're the shulchan shel bala mamen. The loisen hamatana is the bailim on the mamen. So I'm the one who appoints you as the shliach. So if I'm a goy, there's no shlichas for a goy. By Mitzvah is Taka Machlokes in the Gemara, whether Mitzvah is a Chaver or not. Yeah, that's Taka later.
What
about Mitzvah?
So he can be
Zech
himself, not
a Shliach
for the other guy.
Zech himself, so he wins the $1 million. I don't want to give him $1 million, I want to give him $1 million. I never agreed to give him. I mean by Mitzvah, he can pick it up for himself.
Right.
So that's what Tyson says, Miga, the Zachan and Nafshi, Zachan and Alham Sifna, if he wants, they can pick it up for himself. But let's say I only want to give the matona to him, I'm not interested in giving him, he's rich enough, he doesn't have any money. So I want to give him a matona, so you can't say, well, let him be Zeicha for himself. What do you mean, let him be Zeicha? I'm not interested in giving him. I'm only interested in giving him, but he's not here. So what do you mean, he's going to service his Shliya? He's not a balabas to make a Shliya. So that's what the Rishayim say, if you hold that Shliya mitam Shlichas, other Rishayim, the Chachmi Svara, disagree. They say that Zachal Yadim Shleibifanov is not based on Shliach. So separate then. Zachal Yadim Shleibifanov is not a form of Shliach.
What if the Noisim Matona says, give it to anybody else? Give it. So how can you be Shliach? It's Mok Shechav Lachayim. He can give it to anybody. You're going to be Shliach for that guy. Maybe he wants to give it to the other person.
He gives him the power to distribute.
But you can't be Shliach for somebody where somebody else could have gotten it also.
What, I give you $1 million and I tell you to tell lies to whomever you want?
Yeah.
No, so I made you the shliach to tell lies. But then when you give
somebody else wants to be zoicha, can't be zoicha. Maybe I don't want to give it to you. Can't be zoicha.
Let's say I have the $1 million. I have a right to give to whomever I want. So now I appoint you as my shliach. You're my agent. You can tell lies to Zdok. You can tell lies however you want. That's not a problem.
But on the get.
So now the Yerushalmi yes, the kasha by get. Yerushalmi yes, the kasha by get. Niche, we understand the husband can appoint the shliach. We said there are two psukim, v'shilach. It's only one word and one pasuk, but we darshan as if it were written twice. V'shilach v'shilcha. V'shilach melamisha balo is a shliach. That we understand. The husband is the balabos. He has to decide whether he wants to give a get or not. He can even give the menatari. He can even give the get balkor hashalish. It doesn't mean you're allowed to give a get balkor. It's an avera to give a get balkoch. It's just that if one gives a get balkoch, it works. The get is going to be chal. We gave a motion like you're not allowed to do yibum balkoch. You're not allowed to attack the yibum. The din is if you did yibum balkoch, so the yibum is koina. But it's not that you're permitted lahatchila. Even a husband is not permitted to be boalishta balkoch. If he's boalishta, so what are you going to do? So Bezin should beat him up, give him out. But the din over here is that what? That a get balkoch would be chal. So that the husband is the bailam on the kinyan of the gerishin. Gerishin is a kinyan. A kinyan shtak. It's a kinyan that comes to cancel a previous kinyan. There was a kinyan of issues. When you do kiddushin, you create issues. And a get is a kinyan shtak, which is for the person purpose of breaking the kinyan issues.
She gives him a status of being married, of issues, for a status of bullshit. So therefore she's trading. He's trading and he's trading. So therefore there is not where one gives and the other one is a recipient. It's a trade for one condition. She gives him a condition. Right,
what
now,
do you
have a status of condition of being issued.
Yeah.
So therefore,
yeah,
she has tamid. So therefore, what she's doing by a shaliach, I say, I want to change my condition for being a shaliach. I want to be a mukuvashe.
Right.
So therefore, I appoint you when he wants to give you. So
to do the ma'asekin. Yeah, right.
Because she owns something. She owns the status.
So the Yerushalmi is bothered with Akasha. Yerushalmi has this Kasha. We understand that the husband can appoint a shliach to deliver a get, a shliach lailach, that we understand that exists, because the husband is the one whose das is needed for the gerushin. So he's considered the bailam on this kinyan of the get, on the kinyan of gerushin. But the ishos, even though you're not allowed to be megarish bal kocha, even if one should assume that it's an isa derais, but if you are megarish bal kocha, so the get is chal. So why shouldn't you say that the isha is not the balamomen over here? How can a woman appoint a shliach to be mekabel a get? It doesn't make any sense. What is she transferring the power with the power vested in me? I hereby appoint you as the balam on the kabel a get. These nishkin balabas to begin with. Nish mefrekta, nish garnish. You don't need her consent to receive it. It's not their cheretz, it's an avera. It's an avera bin adam lachavera for sure to be megarish bal korcha. The woman is screaming bloody murder, she doesn't want to get. She wants to remain with her husband, he should support her, and so on. But if the husband gives her the get bal korcha, so the get is chal. So what kind of a balabas is the woman?
The woman for the get is not getting money.
So the Yishalmi answers that pasuk is a yaitzim in a klal. Yishalmi says there is a klal that we don't have a pasuk for. The klal is that you need shlucha shal balamamin. That we understand mitzad asvara. That in order to appoint the shliach, you have to be the bailim on the chalois, the bailim on the kinyan. So just like the mekabel matana cannot appoint the shliach, he's not the balabas on the kinyan. The das hanoisin accomplishes the whole matana. I can't give a matana balkorchoi. I can't give a matana balkorchoi, but you don't need das. As long as it's not balkorchoi, it's good enough. Taisa says, Lamasha, let's say cotton picks up a dovishal hefker in the street. So the Mishnah says a cotton, a cherishat with cotton before bar mitzvah. So a cotton or a katana picks up a dovishal hefker in the street. So the Mishnah says that in Gitner is only koinim with the rabbanim if nei darke shalom. And our Torah, the cotton cannot be koinim because cotton la bar das, and you have to have das kinyan. But what happens if I give a matone to the cotton? So we pass in a cheshimish, but Tosis in Sanhedrin daf samaches has 2 days. So in cheshimish, but we pass in that if you give a matone to the cotton is koinim in our Torah. Right? Why? Whenever there's das acheres maknoisai, then the cotton is koinim in our Torah. So what does it show? It shows that there's no need for das kainah. You only need das kainah to be zechem in a hefker. But whenever there's das makna, you don't need das kainah. Of course, you can't have a matana bal korchai. I want to give you a matana and you're screaming you don't want it, so you're not kainah bal korchacha. I get you can even have bal korchai. But a kabbalas a matana, you cannot have bal korchai. But still, nonetheless, even though you cannot have a kabbalas a matana bal korchai, the Yishalmi still says that the mekabel matana, the recipient of the matana, cannot appoint a shliach lekabolas hamatana because he's not the balamon. There's nishkin balabas over here. If that's not called a bailos on the kinyan hamatana, the fact that if he says no, he blocks it. If you don't need his positive das, then he's not a bailam on the kabolas hamatana. So madach by kabolas hamatana, and the kabol matana cannot appoint a shliach, even though he has a little control over the situation. If he says no, so you can't force the matana bal kocha. But the get can even be given bal kocha. It's an isa. It's an isa to give a get bal kocha. But once you give the get bal kocha, so the get is chal. So the isha is mamish nishkin bailam at all on the kinyan of the gerushin. So the Yishalmi asks, how can it be? But we have this svara that you have to be shlucha shel balamam, and by kabbalah samatana is nishkin balabas, so the mekabel matana cannot appoint the shliach. So how come the isha has the ability to appoint the shliach? The answer is a pasuk. The answer is, so doesn't that pasuk show that the whole svara that we said is all washed up? There is no pasuk that shows that you need shlucha shel balamam. So doesn't the pasuk show that it's wrong? So the Yishalmi says no. Shanya hasan, that's exeris hakas, that's a yaitzim in aklam. So that's a question in Rishonim when we say that the existence of such a concept of a shliach lekabolos aget. The first Mishnah goes, Hamevi get, he's a shliach lehilochas aget. Rashi writes, Tzorach ha-shliach ha-mevi, he was talking about a shliach lehilochas aget. The Baal, a husband appointed a shliach to deliver the get. But I want to explain, there are two kinds of shluchim. There's a shliach lehilochas aget, and there's a shliach lekabolos aget. When the husband appoints a shliach lehilochas aget, then the minute the get is delivered by the shliach to the aru isha, she becomes mugureshet. Shlich lekabola svaker. The isha appoints a shlich lekabola. So when the husband or his shliach gives the get to the shliach lekabola, she becomes megureshes right away. It's a difference. So the Yerushalmi says that the shliach lekabola svaker is really an exception to the rule. It breaks all the common sense rules. We really should have said that such a thing shouldn't be able to exist. How can an isha appoint a shliach to be mekabel a get if the get can even be given bal koch? She mamish nishken bailus at all on the gerushin. And nonetheless, that's the gzeris hakosuv that such a thing exists. So Rabbi Baruch Be'er has in a sefer on Gittin, he points out a question. The Yerushalmi says that it's an exception to the rule. So what exactly does that mean? Doesn't mean it's an exception to the rule. It's a different animal. It's a different kind of a shlichus. Shlichus in Kol HaTorah Kula, when you appoint a shliach to sell the house, or you appoint a shliach to buy the house. You appoint a shliach to buy the house and you're going to have to pay. So you're the balamomen on your money. In Gan Shas, he can hardly happen with anything. So this is one of the cases where the Rambam does not follow the Rimagash. Rimagash has a unique sheet that the Gemara has a din that the Isha cannot appoint an Evet Knaini as a shliach the Kabbalah Haget. I think it's at the end, should be the end of the second parak. Dav Zayna Gemara at the end of the second parak. No, that's a different din. That's the other din we were talking about. Yeah. Where the Shlech Habal wants to give a get to the Shlech Isha. What? No. The Gemara says that an Evet Knaini doesn't have a Tvisis Kiddushin. He's Eina Betaris Gittin Kiddushin. So the Gemara says, since an Evet Knaini is Eina Betaris Gittin Kiddushin, therefore he cannot serve as a Shliach for Kabbalah Saget. So the Gemara...
He can also not serve then.
What?
He shouldn't be able to serve for Halacha either.
Here's the bottom, that's the Shiloh. The bottom line of Chav Gimel Amad Aleph. The last two lines on Daf Chav Gimel Amad Aleph. Bo Minei Merebi Yami. They asked the Shiloh on Daf Chav Gimel Amad Aleph, two lines from the bottom, the very bottom. Bo Minei Merebi Yami. They asked the Shiloh of Rebi Yami, Evet Knaini it means, not an Evet Ivi. An Evet Knaini, Ma'usha Yeyosa Shliach, can he be appointed as a Shliach, Lekabal Gedisho, Miad Bailo. So what's the Halacha? So first he wants to say that it is good. Then the Gemara says, no, absolutely no good. The din is Om Rab Yechanan, ain't no good. Ain't no Evet, not so shlich kabel get the isha miyad baila. Why? Mivshenim b'teres gitni gedushin. An Evet, a shvulach empora machamor ama doim alachamor. So an Evet doesn't have pieces kedushin. The mele is not shaykh that he should have a get. So since the Evet hat bichlal nishkin shaykh is with gitni gedushin, so he cannot serve as a shlich le kabolos haget. That's the words of the Gemara. So does that only apply for Kabbalah Saget? Can he serve as a shliach lohilocha Saget? What if the Baal, maybe, the husband appoints him? So the Rambam writes the same din. It does make a difference whether the husband wants him to serve as a shliach lohilocha Saget or the Isha wants him to serve as a shliach lohilocha Saget. The one Rishon that says not so is the Rimagash. The Rimagash says that this mechudish the kedin of Rabbi Yechanan ain't Evet. He takes it literally. Ain't Evet nas a shlech lekabel get leisha miyad bailo. That's how the sugya began. Also, bo minei Rabbi Yami mau Evet mau sheyos a shlech lekabel get leisha miyad bailo. He says the only case the Gemara was mesukvik and the maskona was that it's no good is that the Evet Knaini zayin b'teres kibbe kedushin cannot serve as a shlech lekabelos haget. Why? So the Rimagash holds. The Rashba explains the Rimagash. Rimagash holds that Shliach lekabolos haget is mamish a brand new thing from left field. It really doesn't make any sense. It breaks all the rules and regulations that are known to us. It really shouldn't exist because it's not shlucha shel balamomen. The Isha is not the balabos on the gerish, and you can even be megarish of balkorcho. So it's agzeres hakos v'achidish ha'ter v'shilcho melameh. So what is that gzeres hakosuv? So what does the chiddush mean? So the chiddush means that it's not really the din of shliachus. A nevet knaini is the a goy cannot be a shliach. A goy can never be a shliach. That's aloha. Not for dini mamonis either. A goy cannot serve as a shliach at all. A goy cannot be. But an Evet Knaini is the Chayid, it's Chayid and Mitzvah's Ki'isha. So an Evet, just like an Isha can be a Shlich, so an Evet Knaini should theoretically be a Shlich. So the answer is, yeah, an Evet Knaini could be a Shlich when you're working with a normal din, with a healthy din of Shlichus. I'm a Balabas to do something, so I appoint an Evet Knaini, a Shlich, to sell, to buy, to give kiddushin, to be mekabel kiddushin, to give a get. But to receive a get, to receive a get to begin with, is not really a din of shlichus. So what? It's not that she's giving over the power of bilus that she has, with the power vested in her. What do you mean, power vested in her husband can give it a get bal karcha? She has no power. So it's a chiddush haTorah. It says v'nasam biyada, the get has to be given biyad ha'isha kinyan yad. Chotzer is also good. Yad ha'chotzer is good. So the Torah gives a chiddush that if the Isha appoints, it's not really a din shlichus. Torah is macharish like a yodi yaseir zochi le'rachman. The shilcha is malamei that she can appoint someone whose yad will also serve as if it's her yad. Because it's not shlichus shalom ken voice the ma'isa.
Not mutual consent.
We can do bar kocher.
That's
oh, so this is the Shaila, that's Rav Baruch Be'er Shaila is exactly what you touched on. The Yerushalmi says it really shouldn't, there really shouldn't have been such a thing that the Isha has the right to appoint a Shliach because she's not a Bailam on the Gerishim. But you have a Pasuk that tells you that it does work. So after the Pasuk tells you that it does work, so where are you left now? So the Reed Migash holds, you're left with a different parsha. Shlichas and Kalat Harakula is one din, that the Baal can appoint the Shliach to give a get, or the Chasen Kala can appoint the Shliach to be Mekabel Kedushin, give Kedushin, at the buy, to sell, and Kalat Harakula, that's one parsha of Shlichas. And then there's another parsha of Shlichas, the Isha can appoint the Shliach, the Kabbalah Saget, and it's not really a din of Shlichas, it's just a din she makes another Yad. She can have another Yad, that's the whole din. So that's what the Reed Migash, the Rashba explains over here, Daf Chav Gimel. The Reed Migash's opinion is that that special din, that the Shliach, the Isha can appoint someone to serve as a Yad for her Kabbalah Saget, that's only a person who has a Yad, Hata Shaychus, with Gittin. But if the person is an Eina B'Torah's Gittin Kiddushin, he cannot serve as a Shliach with Kabbalah Saget. For Halacha Saget, yes! For Halacha Saget, there's a regular din of Shlichus and Kala Tarakula. What's the problem? It's not that Eina B'Torah, as the Reed Migash holds, Eina B'Torah something is not a universal Chisorin and Kala Tarakula and Hilchus Shlichus. That whoever is Eina B'Torah a certain parsha that he cannot serve as a Shliach within that parsha. The Reed Migash holds that's not true. It's just a Chisorin and this special local din in Shliach, the Kabbalah Saget, is really a parsha B'Fnei Atzma. And in this special local parsha, the Eved is never considered a Yad for Kabbalah Saget. That's the Shita Reed Migash. There's several difficulties with the Reed Migash. Difficulty number one is that if you look in the Gemara in Kiddushin, here it says on the top line Achav Gimel Amid Beis, when they quote the member of Rabbi Yechanan, Einu Eved Nasa Shlich LeKabul Get LeIsha Miyad Baila Nebuchadnezzar cannot serve as a Shliach to receive a get. So it says on the right hand side in the Masoras HaShas that this member appears in Kiddushin Mem Aleph Amid Beis. You take a look there in Kiddushin Mem Aleph Amid Beis, it says black on white that the chisorin of a person who's Eina B'Toiras something that he cannot serve as a shliach and that area applies to Hafrosh's Truma. Mm-hmm. It's not all by Kabbalah Saget. The Gemara says, if I want to appoint, the Gemara says, if I'll make a Goy a shliach to be Mafrish Truma for me. So the Gemara says, a Goy cannot serve as a shliach. We have a Pasuk, Ha'akum, Cherishat, the Goy cannot serve. So the Gemara says, why do I need a Pasuk to tell me that a Goy cannot be appointed as a shliach to be Mafrish Truma for me? I feel on a Pasuk, I will know on my own, it's a Svara Pshuta. A Goy can't be Mafrish Truma on his own, it's Leisa B'Truma D'Nafshe. If the Goy has his own farm in Eretz Yisrael, it can't be Mafrish Truma. So whenever somebody is Eina B'Torah, a certain parasha, what shaykh that he should serve as a shliach? That's the member of Rabbi Yechanan. Whoever is Eina B'Torah cannot serve as a shliach. So the Gemara is beferish that Eina B'Torah is a universal din that applies to every case of shlichus. Not just a local din and the local din, a special Yaitzim and Aklal, a special little corner over here. I think it's a separate din of a shliach like Kabbalah Saget, and it's not really a din of shliach, it's just a din she makes another yad, a yad the Yisera Zochi Rachmana. So if the Eved Knein is Eina B'Torah, he can't call his yad a yad. No, that's how the Rashba explained the Reed Migash. No, the Achrayim is the Gemara is the Chmeferish, that it's a din in Kol HaTerukula. So that's why all of the Rishonim disagree with the Reed Migash, and they say that after, like you said, after the Yerushalmi says, if not for the fact that I have this separate pasuk v'shilchum alam shahuisha is a shliach, I would have said that an isha cannot appoint a shliach lekabola saget because she's not a bailam. The get could be given alcohol. But now that I have the pasuk, so the pasuk tells me that she can that the fact that she can't appoint a shliach is an indication that she is a bialim on the kabbalah. Is she a bialim?
Getting divorced, maybe is abnormal. Getting divorced, appointing a shliach
to be mafresh shume, that does not require eidus l'kiyum hadavar. Only the abnormal shliches, the irregular, we'll call the little bit, the irregular parsha of shliches that the isha put. So why? So why is that a chiddush? What does that mean? What does that mean?
Because you can't do it.
Can be the same item. Can be the same. It doesn't have to be. It can be the same item.
Does
love
that? She has no shlichus there. It's assumed that he's gotten the permission of the Baal. On the other hand,
that's the Ravid shita. We get there. That's too fast. That's the Ravid. First, we got to do the Rambam. The Ravid says the Rambam is wrong. The Ravid says like this. If I want to divorce my wife and I appoint you as a shlich, you give the get. What do you mean you gave a get to my wife? Hey, don't embarrass yourself, chaver. How can you divorce my wife? The answer is no. But I appointed you as a shlich to divorce my wife. But since my appointing you as a shlich is a crucial step, it's a crucial aspect. If I didn't do a mina shlich, the get is not going to be chal. So if you're not, the Ravid holds, if you're not going to have edus l'kiyum hadavar, if you won't have witnesses watching every step of the way that I appointed you as a shlich, since the mina shlichus is essential in order that the get should be chal, just like the mina shlichus of isha is essential if you want the get to be chal. And the Mishnah requires eidus l'kiyum hadavar when the isha appoints a shlich l'kabbalah, so too when the Baal appoints a shlich l'hilachas haget, it's also called an act of davar shebi'erva, and you do need eidus l'kiyum hadavar. The rabbi just comes up with a chiddush like this. He says, when the husband gives over the get to the shliach lohilochas haget, when the husband gives over the get and it has 12 lines and two signatures on the bottom, and then the shliach goes with this get to give it to the wife, so even though there were no witnesses at all watching at the time that the husband appointed the shliach, the shliach can prove with witnesses that he was appointed as a shliach. How? He has the get that has signatures. But the get doesn't say that he was appointed as a shliach. So the Ravid, we're going to explain soon, the Ravid has a Mishnah that he learns the Mishnah to say, no, that we read in between the lines of the get, and that too is included in the Eidus of the get. We'll have to get to that. That's what you're suggesting is the Ravid sheet. The Ravid holds it doesn't make a difference whether the husband appoints a shliach to deliver the get, shliach l'alocha, or the wife appoints a shlich l'kabbalas haget, just like the Mishnah says that you need eidus l'kiyum hadavar when the wife appoints a shlich l'kabbalah, that's a davar shebi'erva, because if she didn't appoint the shlich, the gerushin wouldn't be chal when the Baal gives the get to the shlich ha'isha. So too, when the Baal appoints a shlich l'alochas haget, you have to have two kosher eidim watching, or the Ravid has a whole kunz that if the get has chasim assigned, the halacha considers it as if there were eidus l'kiyum hadavar. We'll have to get to that, right?
But
doesn't help. We're gonna learn it. It's not gonna help. But the Rambam's opinion is that the Ikar Adin, the Rambam distinguishes. He gives you some kind of an explanation. He says, just like I can appoint a shliach to be mafresh truma, or to sell my house, or to sell my tuxedo, and I don't need eidus l'kiyum hadavar when I appoint the shliach. Why? Because that's a regular din. We call it normal. That's a regular din of mina shlichus. I'm a bailim. So you don't need eidus l'kiyum hadavar when you appoint the shliach. You only need eidus l'kiyum hadavar on the actual act of gitni kiddushin, when you give the kiddushin. Yeah, when it takes effect. So he says, but the one exception to the rule is when the wife appoints a shlich l'kabbalas haget, because that's not a regular din of shlichus. Really, she shouldn't be able to be mamana shlich. But the halacha says that she can appoint a shlich, so then you need eidus l'kiyum hadavar. What's the hesber hadavar? How do you explain that? So the hesber probably is the way he was explaining. That's how Rav Baruch Behin said it in the Sefer. The hesber probably is the way he said, Li'aylam, we don't understand why it should be a yoytzim and a klal. What does it mean? The Yerushalmi said, "Shiny hasam." That's an exception to the rule that the isha can appoint the shliach. The kabbalas haget. What kind of an exception to the rule is it? So whereas the rimegash holds an exception to the rule, it's a parsha b'fnei atzmo. It works differently. The Rambam does not agree with the rimegash. This is one of the few cases. The Rambam says he usually follows the rimegash blindly, but this is one of the cases where he disagrees with the rimegash. He holds that after you have the Gzeres HaKosuv, that the Isha can appoint a Shliach l'Kabbalas HaGet, what the Pasuk is telling you is that there are two Parshias of Gerushin. There's one parsha of Gerishim when the Baal gives the get to the wife directly, then the get can be chal bal korcha. But when the Baal wants to give the get to the shliach u'isha, then halacha says it has to be by mutual consent. Then you do need das u'isha. Just like kiddushin, you need das u'isha and das u'isha. So when the Baal wants to give a get to the shliach u'isha, the Torah is mechadish, another parsha of Gerishim with halacha does require das u'isha, which enables her to appoint the shliach. But when do you need Dasu Isha? B'shas Minui HaShlichas. You don't need Dasu Isha B'shas Kabbalas again. And the Rambam's opinion is, that's what Rav Chaim explained in the Sefer, the Rambam's opinion is that the requirement for Eidus L'kiyam Adovar is not so much that the get should be chal, that the Kedushin should be chal. The Rambam's, Rav Chaim explained in the Sefer, the Rambam's opinion is that Eidus L'kiyam Adovar is for the purpose of elevating the level of the Das, that it shouldn't just be a plain Das, plain simple low level of das. If you express das in public in the presence of two kosher edim who can come in court and testify that you really consented, so that's considered a stronger das, a das alimta, a higher level of das. So the Rambam's opinion is that edus l'kiyam adover is not really necessary for the kiddushin to be chal. It's necessary for the das kiddushin to be considered das kiddushin. So normally, when the Baal appoints a shliach lahilachas haget, he's not expressing das gerishin then. The husband is a bailam on the gerishin. He expresses das gerishin when he gives a get. When the shliach lahilachas haget gives a get. When the get is handed over, then the Baal or the shliach habal is expressing das gerishin. So that's when you need Eidus L'kiyam Adovar to elevate that das to a higher level of das. But when the Baal is appointing a shliach, that's normal, that's a regular din. A person can appoint a shliach to be mafris truma, to sell his real estate, to buy something for him. That's a regular din of shlichas. When the isha appoints a shliach lekabolas haget, that's irregular. She really shouldn't have the right to appoint a shliach at all. But the Torah is mechadish another parsha of get, that whenever it's a get aide shliach, then you need das isha on the gerishin at the time that she appoints a shliach. That's it. When the Isha appoints a shliach lekabolas haget, not only does she need das minu shlichas, she has to express a das gerishin at that moment. And that expression of das gerishin is what enables her to appoint the shliach. So that's why that's how the Rambam understood the Mishnah. That's why that's the only case that you need edus l'kiyam adovar on the minu hashlichas. You only need the Rishon, and the Rosh on the first daf quotes this. When the Baal appoints, the Mishnah talks about the husband has appointed a shliach lahilochas haget. Is there a need for the husband to appoint the shliach lahilochas haget in the presence of two witnesses or not? So number one, that's a machlek, is the Rambam and the Raivit. The Rambam holds mikar adin, there is no need for edus l'kiyam adovar when the husband appoints a shliach lahilochas haget. Just like he says, amashal l'madavadam, just like a man doesn't have to appoint a shliach when he's making a shliach to be mafresh truma. He doesn't need edus l'kiyam adovar, and he doesn't need edus l'kiyam adovar when he appoints a shliach to sell or to buy in business. So the Baal, the husband appointing a shliach to deliver the get, is a regular din of shlichas. He's not expressing das gerishin at that time, just making a shliach. So there's no need for edus l'kiyam adovar. The Raivit disagrees. The Raivit holds in principle when the husband appoints a shliach la'alochas haget, since if he wouldn't have appointed that shliach, the get wouldn't be chal. So this is something that leads up to chaloy's gerishin. It's not the actual gerishin itself. It's going to lead up to chaloy's gerishin. So the Raivit holds that not only do you need edus l'kiyam adovar and the actual act of getting the kedushin itself, another acts that lead up to gerishin, namely the mina shlichas, you also need edus l'kiyam adovar, except that the Raivit comes up with this twist. He says you always have edus l'kiyam adovar. If the husband gives a get to the shliach that has chasimus on the bottom,
it's implied.
When the shliach comes to Eretz Yisrael, wherever, the shliach comes with this get in his hand, and he says the husband is interested in divorcing his wife and he appointed me as a shliach, and he's holding on to this shtar, we say that the edim who signed on the shtar are not only meyid on the shtar, but they're also included in the edus. Is sort of, we read in between the lines that he was appointed a shliach lohaylochas haget. Where in the world did the Raivit get this? From Hechateisa. Where did the Raivit get this from? So he quotes a Mishnah. There's a Mishnah in the end of this, I think it's at the end of the second Perek. Yeah, Chav Gimel Amud Beis, a Mishnah at the end of this, the last Mishnah, Chav Gimel Amud Beis, the Mishnah at the end of the second Perek in Gitna has like this. A woman is an aguna. A husband is missing. We don't know if he's alive or dead. Comes an Eid Echod, and he says the husband is dead. So min HaTorah Eid Echod should not be believed. Stachadov should be able to say that the woman is an Almana. And Midrabanan, however you understand it, Midrabanan, there's a din that we believe in Eid Echod to say that Meis Bailo. Okay, Isha Daikam is whatever the explanation. So what happens if the woman who come? What happens if the person who comes to testify that the husband is dead is an Isha? Also good. The Mishnah says even an Isha is possible, and Eid Echod is also no good. So an Isha is also no good. It's also good. What happens if it happens to be her sister-in-law? So the Mishnah says in Yevamos that there are chamesh nashim, there are five women who don't get along with each other in a big way, and v'chayshei that this woman may testify falsely that her husband is dead in order to encourage her to remarry, and then the husband is going to come back alive, and then she's going to be teitzim mizeh mizeh, she's going to have to get divorced from the new husband, from the first husband, just in order to ruin her life, to make her miserable. So the chamesh nashim, her shviger. The Gemara says the mother-in-law gets along very well with the son-in-law, but the mother-in-law does not necessarily get along so well with the daughter-in-law. That's how the Gemara says. That's how the Mishnah and Erevin assumes like that. The mother-in-law with the son-in-law, you have to watch out. The first son-in-law, you have to be careful. The mother-in-law with the first son-in-law may like each other very much, but the mother-in-law, the daughter-in-law usually don't get along. Or a co-wife, if the man is married to two wives, there's going to be jealousy. Or a sister-in-law, fine. Both kinds of sisters-in-law. So the Chamish Noshim, the five women, are not Bagloip to say Meis Bailo. So what if it's not a Shaila Meis Bailo and Aguna? One of the five women, the Shviger, comes from Medina Sayam, and she has a get. And she says, my son, your husband, appointed me as a Shliach to give you the get, and Mufanai Nechtav, and she's crying, and she says, what can I do? My son loves you, but whatever. Here's the get, and it was written, Lishma Mufanai Nechtav. So do you believe her or not? Are you chayshe that she made up agamsa maise, that she's telling a lie because she's chashuda lekalkolo? So the Mishnah says chashuda lekalkolo, she's going to forge a whole get and going to forge signatures on the bottom. That's a little too much. We're chayshe that she's going to tell a lie. She'll say meis baila. She'll say sorry. Your husband died. In other words, my son. It's her son. Say my son died. My husband died, she's the co-wife, my brother-in-law died, whatever. You chayshe that she's going to tell a lie, but to be chayshe that she forged the document with two semis on the bottom, that much not. So that's a pashup shot in the Mishnah. That's the Mishnah Chav Gimel on base. Af ha-noshim, even those chamesh noshim, she'en in the monas lima, meis baila, who are not bagloif, not believed to say that the husband is dead because we're afraid that the chashud is l'shaker in order to mimikalkal her. Nonetheless, Nemonis Lavias Gita, she is Bagloip to bring the get, even in Eretz Yisrael, when you have to say b'fananechtam, we will believe. Even from Chutzlar to Eretz Yisrael, when you have to say b'fananechtam, she is Bagloip. Then the Mishnah Rechen Zayf, who the five women are. Chamaisa, the mother-in-law, Bas Chamaisa is a sister-in-law. Saras is the co-wife, Yivinta is a sister-in-law, Bas Baila is a stepdaughter. These are the five women who don't get along. And then the Mishnah asks, "Ma ben get lemisa?" And how do you explain why even in Yevamos by Meis Bailo she's not nemenes, and by the get she is? So the answer is, by Meis Bailo she tells a lie. So to tell a lie, she's chashuda to tell a lie. But to forge a whole document and to forge the signatures, that she's not chashuda. That's the pashup shot. Ma ben get lemisa shaksab moichia. No, Milsa David Lagluy is usually assumed to be the reason why Eid Echod is Bagloy, Eid Echod is Nemon by Meis Bailo. So by these five women, we don't even though it should also be a Milsa David Lagluy, an exception.
They're not logical.
Yeah. The Ahav is Azoy Grois, that is Lamaila Menat Sech, Lamaila Menat Tev. Yeah, Sinema Kakel Zashim. Sinema Kakel Zashim, yeah. So the Mishnah is explaining now, Ma Ben Get Lemisa, how come by Miso she's not Bagloif and by Get she is? Shaksab Machiach, you're not Choshed that she forged the whole thing. That's the Pashup Shah. The Ravid does not learn like that. The Ravid learns Shaksab Machiach is telling you a major din deraisa, not a hinachshada hair. She is chashuda to tell a lie, she's not chashuda to forge. The Ravid says no. when a shliach lahailacha, a man or a woman comes with a get, and they say, I was appointed by the husband as a shliach lahailacha, and here's the get. So the rabbi learns haksav mochiach means not only are the chasimas on the bottom testifying on the get, the chasimas are testifying that what I'm saying is also true. What is it? I say that I'm a shliach. I say that I'm a shliach. So the Mishnah, the rabbi understands, the rabbi in Hilchos Gerushin understands that that's what the Mishnah is telling me, that the shtar is made that I am a shliach. And therefore, whenever the husband appoints a shliach lahilachas haget, he always has edus likim adover. Not like the Rambam that you don't need edus likim adover. He says you don't need two living. The Rambam is maskim halacha lemaisa with the Rambam that you don't need two living human beings watching at the time that the husband appoints him as a shliach, because when the husband's going to give him the get and he's going to come with the get, you're going to have the right to read in between the lines that the husband has appointed this man as a shliach lahilachas haget. Kind of a din daraisa. A din daraisa is that the rabbi learns haksav mochiach, he quotes this Mishnah. Haksav mochiach is a din daraisa that this too is included in the edus of the shtar. It's a strange din. So l'chor you have to add on a little bit over here in the rabbi sheet. You have to add on as follows. Let's say there's a Mishnah at the very end of Bava Basra. The Mishnah has in Bava Basra, there's a milbal peh, and there's a milva bishtar. Milva peh means I bring two witnesses who testify that you borrowed $1,000, you owe me $1,000. So you say, parua. You say, yes, 100%, you borrowed the money, but you paid it back 5 years ago. You borrowed the money 15 years ago, and you paid it back 5 years ago. It's ancient history, you don't owe me a penny. So we say, parua, you baglet, you believe to say. Koyferapa, you say, paraita, you believe. What if I have a shtar that says, milva bishtar, that says that I loaned you the money? So you say, yeah, you borrowed the money 15 years ago, you paid it back 5 years ago. So the Gemara says, no, Shtoch Abdiyodi, my boy. What do you mean you paid it back? How come I still hold on to the shtar? The fact that I'm still holding on to the shtar is the haraya. You didn't pay back. If you would have paid back, you would have insisted on getting back the shtar. You would have ripped it up. The fact that I have the shtar is a raya. You didn't pay back. So the Rabbi Kiveger is bothered with a kasha on that Mishnah. It's a Mishnah. That on a milval peh, the loiva is not believed to say paraiti because of the svara shtoch abiyodi, my boy. That's a proof that he didn't pay back. So Rabbi Kiveger has a tshuva where he asks Akasha, but ein hocha mamon achar haroiv. How can I be moitzi mamon from somebody else based on a roiv? Shtoch abiyodi, my boy, is a very good roiv.
So you know, it's more than a roiv.
Most of the...
But why is that a roiv? This is such a evidence. It doesn't have to go because of roiv. It's evident. Why is it a roiv?
No,
because he didn't.
Once
in a while I'll come with $1,000 that I owe. I say, I want to pay you the money. I'd like to have back the shtar. So you put on an act. You're looking high low. You don't have the shtar. You're a faker. You have the shtar on file. You want to make me pay you a second time. And you look so honest with an honest face. I give you back the money and you promise that as soon as you find the shtar, you're going to rip it up. And you never find the shtar. Then a week later, you find the shtar and you come and you want me to pay. And I say, but I paid you. And you say, you never paid. For haray that you have the shtar. I say, what do you mean? But you said you couldn't find it. I got some ice. So once in a while, you have. So sometimes it makes sense to. Sometimes it makes sense to have receipt. Okay. I say, we were good friends and I trusted him. So we used to be good friends. So it's really only a roiv. It's not 100% vadois. The Gemara says once in a while it is gimel that I did pay up. It is parua, and he just didn't rip up. He didn't rip up the shtar. Yeah, rare cases like that. So that's a Rabbi Kiveger is bothered with a kasha. How does the Mishnah in the end of Bava Basra make such a statement? The last Mishnah says, next to the last Mishnah, that a milva bishtar the loive cannot taina paraiti. A milva balpeh the loive is believed to say paraiti, whereas a milva bishtar, if the malva has a document that says that I loaned him the money, he will not be believed to say paraiti, because I can argue the reverse. Shtoch abiyodi, my boy. If it's really true that you paid up, how come I still have the shtar? So Rabbi Kiveger works on the kash. And if he doesn't spell out exactly what the answer is, but he seems to assume that the answer is the following. This is what Rav Baruch Ber explains b'shem Rav Chaim. Then after you read Rav Baruch Ber, then you look back and show us Rabbi Kiveger. It sounds like that's what Rabbi Kiveger said. That when I have a shtar that says that I loan you $10,000, at the time the witness is signed, all they know is that I loan you the money. They died already 9 years ago. I loaned you the money 10 years ago, I loaned you the money 15 years ago, they died 5 years ago. They don't know what happened afterwards. Nonetheless, since the roiv, the likelihood probably is that you still didn't pay back, because if it were true that you paid back, shtarcha b'yodi, my boy, so whatever is most probably so is considered as if I have the right to read that in between the lines, and the shtar is made on that also. So the shtar, it's not just that I'm oitzi mamon based on a roiv of shtarcha b'yodi, my boy. Since the roiv is that you probably didn't pay back yet, so I have the right to read in between the lines of the shtar, even though the Yadim died already a long time ago. We read in between the lines and we say, not only does the shtar say lova, the shtar says loy pora. Or for example, Rashi writes like that. The Gemara says, I have a shtar that says that you owe me $1,000. And you scream, what kind of a crazy story? You borrowed $1,000 from me. If anything, you make more money than me. You would lend me money. How can it be that I loaned you money? You say, not true, absolutely not true. It must be a forgery. And I say, no, here's the shtar, it has two chasimas on the bottom. So if you scream a zuyof, so the Gemara says the need for kiyum hashtar, that the bezin should try to authenticate the signatures, to make sure, ascertain, that the signatures are authentic, that's only with the rabbanan. Min ha-Torah, you don't need any kiyum hashtar. Min ha-Torah, he can scream all he wants that the shtar is mezuyof, and the bezin will collect $1,000. Hi, but maybe it's taka mezuyof. Maybe he's talking to what kind of a din is that? So the Gemara has a lotion. Eidim achsimim al ashtar. Nasa kemisha nechkere dusim bezin. That's on Gimel Amud Aleph. Gimel Amud Aleph, around 10 lines from the top. The mem rav reish lotion. Ksubis, right, in the second paragraph in Ksubis. The main Ksubis. The main Ksubis in Ksubis. And here the Gemara kalach ayad mentions it. Kidere shlokish. A little more than 10 lines, around 13, 14 lines from the top. And the whole need for kiyum hashtar is only with the Rabbanon. Why is that so? Why should that be so? So Rashi writes on this Gemara, Rashi writes over here, it says on the right hand side, right next to that Rashi. Yeah, but L'kamon Dafei over here. Rashi writes, it's highly unlikely that the man would have forged the shtar. Since the rov is that rov people do not forge shtaris, so even though there's a miut people who do forge shtaris, or whatever is the rov is considered as if the shtar is made on that. So the shtar is made on itself that it's not mezuyif. Achidish din shtar. The shtar is made on itself that it's not mezuyah, because the likelihood is that it's not mezuyah. So the shtar is also made that it's not parua. Even though the Eidim signed the shtar 15 years ago and the Eidim died a long time ago, so they don't know whether the Leibet paid or he didn't pay. Since shtarcha b'yodi, my boy, since the rive is that the shtarcha is probably not parua, if it would have been parua, most probably I would not be walking around with the shtar anymore. So whatever is probably so, it's considered as if that too is included in the Haggadah Seder of the Shtar. That's the din. So that's what the Ravid understands in this Mishnah. If I'm walking around, I come from China, from Medina Sayyam, and I come to Arizona and I bring a get, and I say, I was appointed by the husband to deliver a get to the wife. So what are the odds that I'm lying? Is it a 50-50 something that I'm lying? The right is that I'm telling the truth. What, I forged the whole document and the whole thing is a baba maisa? Or the husband made the get, but he never appointed me as a shliach. Mistama, if I have the get, Mistama, I am the shliach lo elocha. But Mistama, from Mistama, that's not enough. But we say, whatever is probably so, and the person tainas that it's so, the person who's holding on to the shtar tainas that it's so, so we say that too is included in the Haggadah Seder of the Shtar. That's how the Ravid read the Mishnah. Shehaksav mochiach alav. The Ravid learns that the Edim who signed on the Shtar, even though they don't, it's always like that. It's always like that. The Pnei Yeshua, the Nesivis and Chosh Mishpa quotes from the Pnei Yeshua like this. How does a woman, let's say a woman was married for 25 years, then they get divorced. So how does the woman remarry? Everybody in the neighborhood knows she was married for 25 years. She has already children. She's becheskes eishes. How does she prove that she's a grusha? So she holds on to the get. It was mana gemara. These to hold on to the get. So the question is, the get doesn't say that the woman was divorced. The get was signed by the witnesses before the husband gave the get. If the witnesses signed the get after he gave it, and they signed, we, the undersigned, testified to the fact that we watched the way the husband divorced his wife, then they signed it. So they signed. We watched the way the husband divorced. They don't write that. They signed the get. They know he didn't give the get yet. He just expressed an interest in divorcing his wife. So the Penei Yeshua says, that's right. Then the Nesivus quotes his Penei Yeshua, Siman Mem Vav. He says, when the Edim sign the get, they're just signing that he's interested in divorcing his wife.
Intentionally.
Doesn't matter. We'll have to explain that. That's a different shot.
Intention.
So when the Edim sign, they're just signing, we know there's an intention to divorce. There's an intent to divorce. When the Isha, the get is delivered to the Isha is holding on to the get. So now the and the Isha claims the husband gave her the get and everything was done properly. The get was given in the presence of kosher witnesses and she didn't pick it up from the table. He gave her the get, the yoda, everything was din kedin. So how do you know that it's so? Maybe it's not so. Maybe the wife grabbed the get from the husband. Maybe the husband put it on the table and she picked it up and it was given the psul. So Taisus writes on the Abdallah Ramad Aleph, Mistome Hakol Behech Shanasa. The likelihood is that probably everything was done properly. Mistome get is given from Mistome the Rabbanim are watching Chazoke. So what do you mean a Chazoke? Well, it's just a Ruba de Leisa, come on. So that's what the Rishonim seem to understand. No. Whenever I'm holding on to a shtar, and the shtar has signatures on the bottom, not only do we say that the shtar is made on what the Edom knew at the time that they signed it, at the time they signed it, they only know the husband is interested in divorcing his wife. We say the shtar includes the Haggadah Seidus even on things that didn't happen yet, that happened later in the future. The shtar is also made Shaloi Parah. By the shtar Havo, it contains a Haggadah Seidus. Not only that the labor borrowed the money, that the labor didn't pay it back yet. And over here, not only does it testify that the husband is interested in divorcing his wife, once she's holding on to the get and she says the get was given kedin, so the shtar is also meyid that mistama hakol ber shenasa. Let's say you don't have any masir. The any masir went to Medina Sayyam. Let's say the any masir are not here. They went to Medina Sayyam. No, but let's say the Edom Messiah. Yeah, if you have Edom Messiah,
that's good.
Yeah, if you have Edom Messiah, you have no problem. You have no problem. But what if the Edom Messiah went away? What if the Edom Messiah died? The Edom Messiah move away to Medina Sayyam. So how is the poor woman going to be able to prove that she's in Medina Sayyam? No, move away. So how is she going to prove? So that's why we recommend that you should always have Edi Chasim on the bottom. So Taisa says, what good is Edi Chasim? Edi Chasim only know the husband was interested in divorcing his wife. They could have even died before the get is given over to the Isha. How do you know? So the answer is, Zak Taisa, Mistoma HaKol Be'ech Shanasi. That's on Dalar Amar Aleph. That big fat... at the time that it was signed. If someone is holding on to the shtar and tainas the cow jumped over the moon, what has it got to do with the shtar? The shtar doesn't include a Haggadah Seidus on all wild things. But whatever is necessary for the symbol at the time that it was signed.
The symbol.
If someone is holding on to the shtar, and tainas, if he tainas the cow jumped over the moon, what has it got to do with the shtar? The shtar doesn't include a haggadah seidus on all wild things. But whatever is necessary for the heksha of the shtar, that it should be meaningful. And if it's not so, then the shtar is not going to be kosher. And the person is holding on to the shtar tainas, that that's what happened, what should have normally happened, in order to make the shtar meaningful. The isha holds on to the get. And Isha says it was given in the presence of kosher Eidim, and it wasn't Ligitach Magabi Karak, and it was Midas Habal. Everything was done normally, and it probably is so. So whatever probably was so, and the person Tainas, the person who was holding on to the shtar, the Bala Shtar Tainas, that it was so, so we say that this too is included in the Hagodah Seidus of the Shtar. So the Ravid learns Pshat in that Mishnah, the end of the second Perek. Not only is the Bala Shtar the Isha, the one to whom the shtar was ultimately intended to be given. The husband tells the sefer, write a shtar and the Eidim sign, and then he intends to give it to the Isha. Not only is the Isha the Bala shtar, and if she says, the husband gave it to me, it was given kedin and with midas, and it was a proper nesina, everything was good. Not only do we say whatever she tainis, the shliach is also called the Bala shtar. When the husband gives the get to the shliach, he's just the middleman. And the shliach comes to deliver the get to the isha, so the Ravid is mecharesh. The Raman probably holds what kind of the shliach is a bala shtar. That whatever the bala shtar tain is, and it's probably so, we say the bala shtar is the isha. The husband writes the get to be intending to give it to the wife. The shliach is just a middleman over here. But the Ravid learned pshat in the Mishnah, shaksav machiach, he holds that included in the Haggadah Seidus of the shtar is that he was appointed as a shliach. Because if he comes and if he's not the shliach, then the get is worthless. So in order that the get should be meaningful, and he's holding on to the get, so the Ravid holds, since the get was since he's holding on to it, and he tainas that he is the shliach, he is considered a bala shtar, and his taina that he was appointed as a shliach, lo hilachas haget, is probably true. The likelihood is that it's probably true. So it's considered as if it's included in the Haggadah Seidus of the get.
How can the Eidus say on something that's going to happen later?
So you're right. So it's not,
and then also you have a din that they have to do for Besen, they have to say if their aguda is that they think it's going to be already accomplished, what do you mean before a Besen?
No, before Nei Nechtav is that the Shliach should say, before Nei has to say Bifnei Besen. The Gemara is going to say that. So here we're not talking about the shliach saying b'fanei nechtav. When the shliach tainis, I was appointed as a shliach by the husband. So the Ravid claims, in theory, he disagrees with the Rambam. He says that just like the Mishnah says, when the Isha appoints a shliach, the Kabbalah saget, you need Eidus Lekim Adover at that time. Because if she didn't appoint him as a shliach, then the whole get is not going to be valid. What do you mean? The husband gives a get to some other person? That's not good. So if you want the get to be good, she has to have appointed that person as a shliach lekabbalah. So since that's relevant for the chalos haget, you need Eidus lekimot over there. So the Ravid holds just like when the isha appoints the shliach lekabbalah saget, it has to be appointed in the presence of two Eidim. So too, when the Baal appoints a shliach lehilochas haget, in principle he has to appoint the shliach in the presence of two witnesses. But the Ravid says that poyel mamish, he never needed that the two witnesses should be standing there. When the husband appoints a shliach lekabbalah saget, because you're always going to have it covered with eidus. What does it mean? What does it mean eidus lekim adav? What does it mean eidus lekim adav? Does it mean you have to have two bodies? You have to have two human beings standing there and watching when the husband gives the get and when the baal gives the kiddushin. Eidus lekim adav means that the act that you're doing will be able to be covered later with arayus eidus. So what if you can make a dreidel? You can make a kunz. There are no witnesses watching, but you can see to it that they're going to be the act that you're doing will be covered with rayas eidus. How are you going to be secher eidus sheker? How can you have no? If you have a shtar, you have a get that's signed by eidus, and then the shliach, the baal is going to give the get to the shliach, and the baal is going to appoint the shliach loylocha shaloy b'fnei eidim. But when the shliach is going to come to the isha to deliver the get, he's going to say shaliach lahilocha ani, and it probably is so. How then does he? What he stole it from the baal. So since mistame it's so, and he's holding on to the get, so the Ravid holds he's called the bala shtar now.
So whatever he taines, that's probably so, is considered as if it's included in the Eidus Hashtar. You can't say the Eidus are made.
Yeah.
It's a Chiddush din, the Shtar is made
it's
on that.
It's considered in the Shtar, not in the Eidus Hashtar.
So you have the Rabban holds that that's good for Eidus Lekim Adover. The Rabban is Mechadish, that's also called Eidus Lekim Adover. This is a famous Shitas Haran. The Ran on Daf Pevov, later on the Rift, is a giant, is a big Balamor and a Ramban later said, there's a famous Ran, writes the following. The Rabbeinu Tam said, we just said before, the Rabbeinu Tam said in Gittin Dav Dalad Amad Aleph, Rabbeinu Tam said, just like by a Chasin, when the Chasin gives the ring, you certainly need Eidus Lekim Adover, Dos HaGimori and Kiddushin, Dav Samachem Abeis. You need Eidus Lekim Adover when the Chasin gives the ring. Sultan, when the Baal gives the get, Leis Man the Palak, everybody agrees, you have to have Eidus Lekim Adover, Dover should be Ervo. When he gives a get, of course you need Eidim Mesira. Either is a Machloikis Atanoim, whether Eidim Mesira is crucial, Eidim Hasima. So he says, no, that's a Machloikis, do you need Eidim Hasima? If you have a get and no one signed on the bottom, is it a good get? But if you don't have Eidim Mesira, of course it's no good. That's Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, what they say, Hoyeroga Rabbeinu Tam, Leimer Rabbeinu Tam, Fleg Alamol Zogun. That everybody agrees that you need Eidus when you give over the get. But the Rif and the Rambam and the Ga'onim and half of the Rishonim disagree. And the Mechaben Shulchan Aruch quotes, Yeshayim Azayim, Yeshayim Fakir. If the Baal gave a get, the Baal has a get that has Eidus Hasim on the bottom, and the Baal gives the get to the wife, Beino Le Beino, and there are no Eidus Mesira at all. So the Rambam and the Rif and the Ga'onim hold Halacha L'maisa that it's a good get. Aye, but the Rabbeinu Tam hotach agerech the taine. When you give the kiddushin, you need Eidus Lekim Adover. So don't you need Eidus Mesira for the get? You need Eidus Mesira. How can you say the get is good? So the Ran on Daf Peivov explains like this. What do you mean Eidus Lekim Adover? Eidus Lekim Adover means you have to have two bodies standing there. When I give over the ring, what good is a two body? It means that the giving over of the kiddushin or the giving over of the get can be proven tomorrow. With Raya, it's covered. The act of Kiddushin HaGerushin is covered with Raya Seidim. What? Tomorrow, if I want to liken up, she'll want to deny that she got married. I'll deny that I got married. The two Eidim can come and testify. And it's covered with Raya Seidim. So the Ran says, if I give her a get, that's the husband has a get that's signed by two Eidim. So at the time that the Eidim signed,
it wasn't given yet.
So they only know the husband is interested in giving the get. But when he gives a get to the wife, and tomorrow, he'll say, I never divorced you. So the Gemara says she'll bring out the get, and the get has two signatures. So the fact that the get has chasimis, we say it's included in the Haggadah, that you can't say the Eidim Ameyi, the Eidim died already. The Eidim died already before he gave. But the Halacha says the Shtar is made. It's included in the Eidus of the Shtar. Not only that the husband was interested, that's what the Eidim knew.
The fact that she has the Shtar.
The fact that she has it and she tainas that it was given, Mistama HaKol Be'ach Shanasa, that too is included in the Eidus of the Shtar. So the Ran says, Zema speak for Eidus Lekim Adover. Eidus Lekim Adover doesn't require you have to have two live human beings standing and watching. It should be able to be covered with Arias Eidus. After the get is given, you should be able to prove with Arias Eidus that the get was given. So she can prove it. She has a get with Chasimus, and now she'll say that the get was given Kedin. So I say, Mistama HaKol Be'ach Shanasa.
If we say that, what's the end of the Mishnah, the Chof Galut?
Well, let's say one at a time, yeah.
Why does she have to say before the Nechtem? If we believe everything was done, Kedir does what we do. According to the Mishnah, the Chof Galut,
yeah.
She still has to say before the Nechtem. Why?
Oh, who Isha Atzma Mavi as Gita, that's a difference. She's a Shliach La'ilocha. No, the Isha is a Shliach La'ilocha. The Gemara explains the husband gave the get to his wife to serve as a Shliach La'ilocha, to give to someone else to give back to her. So she's the Shliach La'ilocha, she has to say before the Nechta. That's a takana, she has to say before the Nechta.
There are no signatures.
No signatures? No. The Mishnah says a series of takanas with the Rabbanim of Netikin Oilam. All kinds of takanas. That the kohen gets the first aliyah, that there shouldn't be machlokes with Netikin Olam. And the cheresh had to be cut and picks up and Netikin Olam. Two prokim work. So what's it doing in the middle of Gittin? They should write each takana and Bob Mitzia, they should write. So the answer is because the first one has to do with Gittin. The Mishnah says they made a takana with Netikin Olam that Eidim should sign on every get. So
So the Gemara says, Eidim should sign on the get. Isn't that a din deraisa? So the Gemara says, according to Rab Meir, if the Eidim don't sign on the get is nothing. Every get has to have Eidim Chasim. But we paskin like Rabbi Lozer, that you don't need Eidim Chasim on the bottom of the get. But if you're not going to have any Eidim Chasim on the bottom of the get, what's going to be if the Eidim, how's the woman going to prove that she's divorced? If she'll go to a different community, nobody knows who she is. So Yabba Pesha Asa Peshit, she could have said, Pnuya Hayisi. So the fact that she says, Eish Yisish Hayisi, Vinis Garash, Tiza Pesha Asa Peshit. But if she lives in the same community, she wants to remarry. So how does she prove that she's divorced? So if you have the Eidim Misira, come fine. But what if the Eidim Misira, Dilma Maisi, maybe they'll die. Or Dilma Azli Limdina Sayam, they'll move away. They'll move away. So how's she going to prove that she got divorced? And if Neitikin Oilam, you have Eidim Misira's son. So Taisus, that's why you have Eidim Hasim. You have Eidim Hasim, a sign on the get. In the event that the Eidim Misira should move away, should die, she should be able to prove that she's divorced. In fact, Taisus Hakasha, and what good is that? When the Eidim Hasim a sign, all they know is that the husband is intending, he's interested in giving a get.
They don't know. The document. They're making the document into a star. So they're not the document.
Exactly. That's what
the get then takes over. It becomes the ultimate.
That's what you see. They make it into a get, into a star. And then the star takes over. What do you mean the star takes over? If I'm holding on, if the star was intended to be delivered to me, the Isha. It says that I'm hereby divorcing my wife. So the wife is holding on to the star. So she's called the Bala Star. The one who writes the star, the husband is called the Dasa Mischayev. Let's say the Malvin Aloiva. I lend you money, I lend you $1,000, you write a star and you give it to me. So you're the Dasa Mischayev. You authorized, you either wrote the star, or authorized the writing star, you're called the Dasa Mischayev, and I'm called the Bala Star. The star was written intending to be given to me. So once the star is in the hands of the Bala Star, not only does it testify to what it said at the time that the witnesses signed
it,
the din of star takes over, and it testifies on anything that most probably is so, which is significant and relevant, that the star should be meaningful. That the star should be meaningful. It's not going to testify that you owe me another $5,000. That has nothing to do with this. It testifies to everything that most probably, whatever I taina is so, and it probably is true that it's so, and that point of information is essential that the star should be meaningful. Then you say, Mistama Hakol
Behechshanas. What would the Raivad do if there are no signatures?
Taka no good. Then the Raivad would say that you have to have Minui, then you have to have Minui, Edis, Nishliach, Lohilach, Edis, Ne'edim. Maskim? That's what the Raivad says?
Why couldn't we say that the Eidim Shadakim not signed as a sign of intent, but only the Shas Mice of the actual deed? So therefore, if they find a get that's signed, he could give it to her Ben Oliver and Asma. In other words, we're saying that because the Eidim signed, which signifies his intent to divorce, therefore we don't know whether he actually divorced.
Right, the Eidim signed way before.
Why did the Chachamim say that Eidim shouldn't sign
until after the get is given?
Until the time that he's giving it over to her.
It's not necessary.
What?
It's not necessary. The din works well the way it is. The din is good the way it is.
And that happens further down the road.
It doesn't happen.
By a star halvo we do it all the time. The Eidim signed that he borrowed $100,000. And then they give the star to the Malva. And then the Eidim move away and they die. They don't know anything what happens. They died already. And then later on, when the Loiva says, I paid, so the Malva says, it can't be.
They actually saw the loan.
They didn't even have to see the loan.
The
Loiva tells...
They
don't even see the loan.
Kais
v'shtar l'Loiva alfa pishay malva imo. They just know... No, not a shtar. Shtar amon is a different thing. No, shtar amon is a different thing. Shtar amon is like in America. You have these crooks. I want to prove that I'm making so much business, I ask my good friends, you write me a check for $8,955, you write me a check for $54,000, to show that a lot of business coming in and the whole thing is a fake. So that's a shtar amona. You gave me a shtar, you gave me either a check or you gave me a document that was mamash shekem etchila v'atzof, in order to nire up the banks, in order to nire up other investors. That's called the shtar amona. You trusted me that I'm not going to cheat you. You only gave it to me as a taiva I promise I'm not going to use it against you. I'm going to use it against other people, to cheat other people. I'm not going to use it against you. That's called the shtar amana. So the Gemara says you're not allowed to give a shtar amana. That's a fake arayah. Yeah, that's a crook. But this is not a shtar amana. This is not a shtar amana. The Leiva tells the Edom, I'm interested in borrowing $10,000 from him. Make me a shtar so that when I butter him up and I convince him to lend me the money, I'll give him the shtar right away. I'll give me the money. Otherwise, he's going to wait and it'll take another year.
Let's talk about if a witness signed that they saw this man gave $100,000.
That's another kind of shtar. Okay.
They don't actually see it?
They do see it. That's another kind of a shtar.
Why don't they do the same thing by Kedusha?
Even in that case, that the Edom signed, Anan Sahati, we saw the way he actually handed over the money to the Leiva, it still doesn't say that he never paid back the money. The Edom died a long time ago, and still the Mishnah. And still the Mishnah says that the Malva collects from the Leiva. So Rabbi Kevegir asks, how you talking and Holchem and Mamon Acher Arayv? How you might see Mamon from the Leiva just based on Arayv? The likelihood is that Shtoch be on my boy. The answer is that since the probability is that he probably didn't pay, and the Malva is holding on to the Shtar, he is the Bala Shtar. The Shtar was written by the Leiva, he's the Das HaMishchayim, intending to be given over to the Malva, he's the Bala Shtar. And the Malva's holding on, and he says that what's probably so is so. He says, yeah, he never paid back the money. And the likelihood is that Itaka didn't pay back for Harai Shtar, man, my boy. So the Halacha says that's included in the Hagodah Seidus of the Shtar.
That's true, by the Halacha, by again. What are we going to say? They signed the get, he gave the get, and then he took it back? In other words, if they signed only when it was given over.
After it's given over.
Right, so we know that she's divorced.
You wouldn't have to worry about that.
Then you don't have to worry about it.
Maybe he paid it back. But
we'll have to discuss whether such a thing is legitimate bechlal. Some Rishonim hold that you can't have such a shtar, that a shtar raya on gerushin. If I admit that I owe you $1,000, I'm a das hamischayev. So you can, I say, write him a shtar that I owe him $1,000. Haidos baldin kemeidim domi applies in mamani. So I can say, write him a shtar I owe money. That's called a shtar midas hamischayev. But if I already divorced my wife, I already gave it a get, then I say, write the woman, she wants to prove that she's divorced. We live in the community, so I say, write the lady a shtar that I have divorced her, who says that it's Haidoaz Baldin Kimelo, Echbenishkin Baldin. And mom is, it's my money from my pocket. Well, it's my wife. I want my wife. So the Meshaviv Nesivis, the Ktsais HaChayshin wrote a Seif on Chayshin Mishpah. Then the Nesivis wrote the whole attack. Every other page in the Sefer attacks something that the Ktsois has. Then the Ktsois wrote a defense of his Sefer that's called Meshaviv Nesivis. He's going to Farenfer. So if Farenfer is 25 kashis, and then he says, just like I Farenfer the 25, I can Farenfer the other 5,865 kashis. I just don't bother to write if Farenfer. So one of the Meshaviv Nesivis just goes on the first 40 simonim of Chayshin Mishpah, and if Farenfer is a lot of kashis. So in the middle of the Meshaviv Nesivis, one of the early simonim there, he quotes a group of Rishonim from the Mordechai, Rabbi Avigdor Katz, and he quotes from others from the Mordechai, say that there is no such thing as a shtar raya by Gitni Kedushin. Shtar raya is only gemold by Mominis, where I'm a Hagdol's Baldin, I'm a Baldin, I admit that I owe you the money, I admit that I owe the money. So I can give Das HaMischai, write the man a shtar that I owe him the money. But by Gitni Kedushin, this group of Rishonim, not all of Rishonim agree, a group of Rishonim claim that there is no such concept as a shtar raya that's written after the get already took place. The shtar raya had I can only authorize Adam to sign before I give over the get. I can authorize them to sign, I'm a balabos, to make a get, to give it over, to make the gerishin take effect. That b'necha balabos. But after the get has already taken effect, chanishkin shaychas, she's my former wife, I have no shaychas. So what do you mean, I'm going to authorize the Adam to write? That's like an outsider is going to authorize Adam to write. That's me PM, but let me pick some.
Not even saying that I did, not even to sign that I did, then to
play. Right, that's what they tell him. We have a din, al pishnai made him after double me PM, but let me pick some. That Adam have to testify about that. Adam's pick some is no good. So the Rishonim ask Kakasha, what do you mean, me PM, but let me pick some? What happened to Shtar? Shtar is of me pick some. So all the Rishonim answer, when is it good, the Torah Shtar, if the Shtar was the Adam who authorized by the Das HaMischayev to write the Shtar? If I tell you I owe him money, write a mishtar d'ayom. So that's good. That's a din mishtar. But if you're going to write on your own, we saw the way Shechter borrowed $10,000. So that's called mipia v'lom pikso. So what happens if the husband authorizes the Adam to write a shtar, then he has already divorced his wife, or he got married, and the girl goes to high school, let's say. Nobody believes that she's married, so she wants to be able to prove. She goes walking around with a ring. Doesn't mean anything. So the husband, she asks, her husband should give her a shtar that says, a shtar rai, that she's married. So I will authorize the witnesses to write a shtar. Goes b'nei chabalabos to authorize to write a shtar. A shtar, that's mipiksovim. Mipiksovim is no good. The only time it's good... Bezdin can write, right. Bezdin has a right to write a shtar whenever they want. That's a different deal, right. Bezdin writes a shtar chalitza. Right. Shtar chalitza is like that. The Gemara has an institution, right. Bezdin writes a p'tur on the get. The practice today is when you give a get, the woman gives back the get to the Bezdin. So how does she prove that she's divorced? So that's halacha. The Bezdin writes a shtar ma'isa Bezdin. Bezdin doesn't need dasam mischayv to write a shtar. But in order for a private person to write a shtar, the Edom have to be authorized by the dasam mischayv to write a shtar. So getting back again, this is these are pretty basic. This is before you begin. Nachamal. The first Mishnah is talking about a situation where the husband appointed a shliach lohailochas haget to deliver the get to the isha. When the husband appoints the shliach lohailochas haget, the rosh, the first rosh, quotes this machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid. Does the husband have to appoint the shliach lohailochas haget in the presence of two kosher eidim or not? When you give over the get, that's a Mishnah in Samach Gimel Amud Beis. You need two Eidos Lakim Adovar who testify that they were watching when the get was given. When the Isha appoints the Shliach LaKabolas HaGet, the same Mishnah says you need Eidos Lakim Adovar. You need two Eidos Lakim Adovar watching when the wife appoints the Shliach LaKabolas HaGet. Do you require Eidos Lakim Adovar when the husband appoints a shliach lohailochas haget? So the Rambam says no. The Rambam says that there's a basic distinction, because liyoylom di Yerushalmi said it doesn't make any sense to begin with why you should have such an institution, why such a thing should be feasible, that there should be a shliach lekabolas haget, because it's not shluchu shel balamom, and the get can be given bal korcho of the isha. If the Yerushalmi says that the mekabel maton is not in a position to appoint a shliach to accept the maton on his behalf, so kal v'chaymer, Kam Matana can say no, and the Matana is off. And still I say, Znishkin Balabas to appoint a shliach, he's not a Bailam because he don't need his positive das. So by the get to Isha, the Isha can't even say no. The get can be given by Korch of the Isha. So she certainly should not be a Bailam to appoint a shliach le Kabbalah Saget. And nonetheless, you have a pasuk that says that is good. So obviously it's a Yaitzim in Akla. So the question was, what is the nature of the Yaitzim in Akla? So he said, the Rimigash was of the opinion that the Yotze Min HaKlal is that it's a parsha mechudeshes bifnei atzma, and Taka has no shaykhes with the normal din of shlichus. And he said that's why the Gemara that says on the top line on Chof Gimel on the base, Omer Rav Yechanan, Einu Eved Nasa Shlich Lekabel Get Lisha Miyad Bailo, the Gemara on the bottom of Chof Gimel, the Gemara on the top of it, is only by Shlich Lekabel as I get. Only an Eved Knaini, is Einu Betaris Gitni Kedushin, is only a puzzle to serve as a shliach lekabbalah. A shliach lailochas haget, he can serve. That's a regular din of shliches. An eved knaini is nishkin goy. A goy is ain't a betar shliches. An eved knaini is din of kisrael. It's like an ish. He can be a shliach. Only by kabbalah haget is a special parsha b'fnei atzma. That what? It's not really a din of shliches. It doesn't make sense that it should be shliches. It's a din like yod yisayr is achil rachman. When asam the yod the get has to be given by yadu isha. The Torah is mechadish, if she asks someone else, so that person's yad can also function. But an eved hatushkin yad, an eved is ainu b'toras gitin kedushin, has no yad for gitin kedushin. So the Rimigash has this unique opinion that it's only a psul by shliach isha lekabolas haget. All the Rishonim disagree with the Rimigash, including the Rambam. The Rambam writes that he usually follows the Rimigash everything. Very rare that the Rambam is going to disagree with the Rimigash. Here's one of the cases where the Rambam does not follow Rimigash. He, why? Based on the Gemara Kiddushin, the Gemara says that whoever is ain't a Betaris, a certain din, cannot serve as a shliach at all. So the Rambam holds that this psul of an Eved is no good for shliches, is not only for Nisina, for Kabbalah Saget, for Nisina Saget is never good. Chalaimus and all kinds of political campaigns and everything, and nothing is going to help. The Torah tells us that when Yaakov Avinu had to go down to Mitzrayim, so it says he sent Yehuda first, Lahoris Lafon of Goishno. So Rashi quotes from the Medrash Rabbah, L'hoiris means Meloshen Haruah, to establish a yeshiva. The only way is by having Jewish education. We don't have to teach all the marshals and all the ravids and all the Rab Chaims. But you have to teach Chumash, you have to teach Kitzushon, you have to teach Dinim, that they should know Shema Yisrael, they have to know basics. That's the only key to preventing assimilation in America and Eretz Yisrael. We have to see to it that we open more yeshivas and more Talmud Torahs, otherwise we're all going to disappear. No, we have to learn Ma'aseh B'Simul Habanim. We have to learn from the Parshas and the Chumash how to lead our lives for the future. That's what it says. That's how the Chachamim understood this Parsha. Yaakov Avinu was very concerned. He was Pachat Chodim. He was bringing Korbanos on his way down to Mitzrayim. He didn't want to go. He didn't want to leave Eretz Yisrael. And the Ribbono Shel Olam said, go. Anochi Yaridim Chametzayim Anochi Alcha Gamol. I will go with you. Don't worry about it, but don't worry if you do what you're supposed to do. If you establish chinuch for the children, we will succeed.
You still see the
sank to the mem tesharatum.